You might see it on a company's annual report, that formal statement signed by an auditor. But what does it really mean? Is it just a formality, kind of a rubber stamp?
Or does it actually hold some, crucial insights?
Exactly. Is it telling you the real story behind the numbers? Today, we're doing a deep dive into the Independent Auditor's Report.
Right, that document designed to give you, the user, confidence in financial statements.
And our mission here is to demystify this report. We want to cut through the jargon, unpack its different parts, and really help you understand the signals it sends.
Yeah, get to the core message. And at its heart, the auditor's main goal, well, it's laid out in the standards, like ISA 700.
Okay.
They need to form an opinion. Basically, do these financial statements present fairly in all material respects? Or, give a true and fair view according to the rules?
And that opinion gets written down in the report.
Precisely. It's a clear expression, a written report. It's meant to be that crucial independent assessment for you.
So when you're looking at that report, the ideal scenario, the gold standard, is seeing an unmodified opinion, right? What's that telling us?
An unmodified opinion basically means the auditor concluded the financial statements are prepared correctly, in all the important ways according to the accounting framework.
So the policies are okay, the estimates seem reasonable.
Yes, exactly. Appropriate policies, reasonable estimates, and crucially, the disclosures are adequate. They give you enough information. It's essentially a clean bill of health for the financials themselves.
Okay, but here's where I think it gets really interesting. Because a clean bill of health, as you put it, doesn't mean there aren't other important things to look at.
Absolutely not. There can be additional communications.
Like key audit matters or CAMs. I hear about those for listed companies.
That's right. For listed companies, the auditor has to communicate the matters they judge to be of most significance during the audit.
Most significant. So the really tricky stuff.
Often, yeah. Complex areas, things involving big management judgments, they're chosen from what was discussed with the company's leadership, those charged with governance.
And the point is to help us understand the entity better.
Exactly. They shed light on the high risk or complex parts of the audit. Then there's something else you might see. Material uncertainty related to going concern.
Okay, that sounds significant. Going concern uncertainty.
It is significant. It means there's substantial doubt about the company's ability to keep operating for, the foreseeable future.
Boy, you said the opinion might still be unmodified here. How does that work?
Ah, that's the fascinating part. If management has adequately disclosed this uncertainty in the financial statements, the auditor points you to that disclosure.
I see.
The opinion on the financial statements themselves remains unmodified because the disclosure is fair. The auditor isn't saying the risk is gone. They're saying, look, they told you about this risk properly.
Got it. So the unmodified opinion confirms the disclosure's accuracy, not the company's health necessarily. It's a flag for the reader.
Precisely. It draws your attention right to that crucial disclosure. Very important distinction.
Okay, and what about emphasis of matter paragraphs? Are they similar?
Sort of. They also highlight something already properly disclosed in the financial statements, but it's something fundamental to understanding the picture.
Like a major catastrophe or maybe big litigation.
Exactly, those kinds of things. Something major, already disclosed, that the auditor thinks is so crucial they want to make absolutely sure you see it. But again, the opinion itself isn't modified because of it.
Right. It's like putting a spotlight on a specific note.
You got it. Now, things change when the auditor does have an issue with the statements themselves or couldn't get the evidence they needed. That's when we get into modified opinions.
The red flags start appearing.
Yes. This happens if the statements are materially misstated or if the auditor was unable to get sufficient appropriate evidence. ISA 705 covers this.
Okay, so what's the first level? A qualified opinion.
Right. A qualified opinion is sort of an except for situation. It means there's a misstatement or they couldn't get evidence on a specific part and it's material. But, and this is key, it's not pervasive.
Not pervasive, meaning it doesn't undermine the entire set of financial statements.
Exactly. It's significant but contained. It doesn't make the whole thing unreliable. But it's definitely a warning sign about that specific area.
You'd want to dig into that, except for.
Absolutely. Then, moving up the scale of concern, you have an adverse opinion.
And this one is pervasive.
Yes, this is a serious red flag. An adverse opinion means the financial statements are materially and pervasively misstated. The auditor is explicitly stating they do not give a true and fair view.
So fundamentally flawed.
Fundamentally flawed. Maybe they use the wrong accounting basis entirely, something like that.
Yeah.
The numbers just aren't reliable, period.
Wow. Okay. And the ultimate red flag.
That would be the disclaimer of opinion.
Disclaimer, meaning they just don't give one.
Pretty much. This happens if the auditor couldn't get enough sufficient appropriate evidence, and the potential possible effects of undetected misstatements could be both material and pervasive.
So they couldn't even form a conclusion.
Correct. They state they do not express an opinion. They essentially couldn't do their job effectively enough, maybe due to limitations imposed by the company or circumstances, to say anything conclusive about the statements as a whole. It's a huge warning.
So with all these possibilities, it's important to remember who's responsible for what, right?
Absolutely critical. The report makes it clear. Management is responsible for preparing the financial statements and for the internal controls.
And the auditor.
The auditor's job is separate. They're responsible for conducting the audit according to standards and then forming and expressing their independent opinion on those statements. It's their assessment, not their creation.
So it's clear then, an auditor's report isn't just some simple formality you glance at.
Not at all. It's a really carefully constructed document. It offers a critical, independent assessment.
And once you know what to look for, it gives you, the user, quite a bit of insight.
Definitely. So the next time you see an auditor's report, don't just skim past that opinion section. Look closer.
It's for the nuance.
Exactly. Look for those additional communications, the CAMRs, the going concern paragraphs, emphasis of matter, or maybe even a modified opinion.
Because those are the signals telling the real story behind the numbers.
There really are. And reading it closely should prompt questions. What does this report make you want to ask about where this company's heading?